Hey everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for a live breaking news edition of Baseball Today, presented to you by Factor. That is my good friend and the John Boy Media MVP, Jolly Olive. I am Chris Rose. Producer Dan back along for the ride with us as we have news out of Los Angeles. Don't worry. It's not Shohei and Ipe related. It's actually good news, Dodger fans. Your catcher, Will Smith, has inked an extension a day before the regular season starts, a reported 10-year deal worth $140 million. Some of it, if not much of it, is deferred. We're still waiting on those figures. But Jolly Olive, if you're a Dodgers fan, your reaction should be?
I'm over the moon. I mean, $14 million AAV for maybe the best catcher in baseball, and it means he's staying here for the next decade and probably retiring as a Dodger. What is not to love about this deal? This ownership group continues to make these long-term commitments into the next decade. And I think there's no doubt in my mind now that Will Smith's number could be retired at Dodger Stadium at some point. Maybe the best Dodger and the best Dodgers catcher ever, Rosie? I don't know.
Stop.
Maybe.
No. As long as Roy Campanella is somewhere still on that list, a three-time league MVP, that will be forever. But Will Smith is an outstanding baseball player. Were you surprised by the figures?
A little surprised. Just want to say this. Campanella won all his MVPs after age 29. Will Smith going to turn 29 this year. We'll see, Rosie. We'll see. Who knows? I'm a little surprised because I do think Will Smith could have gotten more had he hit the free agent market, because I do think he's that talented and well-rounded catchers. You know, there's more in the game now than I think there was 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. But you're talking a list of maybe five or six names at the top of MLB, and that's kind of it. So Will Smith signing on for $14 million a year. I'm not sure what his market value would have been, but I do think it speaks volumes to the Dodgers organization and players' desires to want to be there. You know, I think Will Smith has come up through this organization, has seen what it can do for players and what it has done for other players, and likely wanted to remain a part of that. And I do respect that to some degree. And I also love when guys stay with one team for their entire career. I know Will Smith isn't, you know, this household name franchise face, but he's a very talented baseball player. And I feel like we've seen a lot of very talented baseball players switching teams and being a part of these massive trades recently. So when we get a scenario where one guy's going to play for the same team for 15 years, I really appreciate that. So I'm very happy for Dodgers fans, and I'm very happy for Will Smith, who deserved to get this kind of extension.
He was 2 years away from free agency. He's 29 years old, an 842 career OPS. That's really damn good for a position where you think defense first. Where do you have him ranked right now among the catchers? So the names you have out there are Rutschman, JT Realmuto, Sean Murphy, Cal Raleigh, William Contreras, Jonah Heim, your guy Francisco Alvarez. Like, where would you rank Will Smith right now?
I think that he is a shoe-in for top three at the very least. I think the discussion starts there. The past 3 years, no catcher has been worth more WAR in baseball than Will Smith, Sean Murphy, and JT Realmuto close behind. And that's kind of the gauge that I always use. Like, what have you done the past few years, and what have you done last year? Because that's, I think, what sticks out in baseball fans' minds the most. Adley Rutschman, fourth on that list, even though he only has two seasons. So that speaks volumes to how good he is. But for me, it's, you know, William Contreras had a terrific year last year. I think he established himself as one of the best. Sean Murphy maybe could have won MVP had he stuck the landing the past 2 months of the season. So there's a lot of great names, but Will Smith has done it consistently and done it kind of quietly in a very star-studded Dodgers lineup. And I think it's really cool because this is them showing him how much they value him as a part of that lineup and a part of this team. Because great catchers like Will Smith do not grow on trees, and I think the Dodgers understand that fundamentally. They had a few years where no slack on these guys, but Austin Barnes was, you know, the everyday catcher on their World Series team in 2017, and I think they recognize the talent here. So I think Will Smith, definitive top three catcher in baseball. And I think there's room to grow, too.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with you on the top three measurement. For me, the only question I've got is this. I don't know how long he will be an everyday catcher, right? I mean, I guess in terms of productive everyday catcher offensively, will he still be doing that at 34 and 35? It's possible. They are going to kind of have a logjam at DH, right? Yeah. I mean, last time I checked, Shohei just signed a 10-year deal there. Mookie Betts still has basically a decade to go. Freddie Freeman has a few years left, but I think he'll be fine at first base throughout that time. My point is that, you know, you're paying this amount of money for a certain amount of productivity behind the plate, and you only expect him to play 135 games or 130 games there anyway, right? So you're kind of, we can't measure the financial impact of a catcher over 162 games. You just can't. I don't think that's a good way to do it. So that's why I would be comfortable with this number. It's just that eventually, at some point, he might not be your everyday catcher, and then you got to figure that out. Maybe first base after Freddie's deal's done. I don't know.
Yeah, because how much longer does Freddie have now? He's 5 more years on his deal, correct?
No, I think he signed it. Didn't he sign a 6-year deal, and this is the start of year 3?
This is already year 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. My bad. Wow, time is a flat circle, isn't it, Chris Rose?
Thank you, Kyrie.
Yeah. But as for Murphy, I mean, I don't think that time is coming soon. I still think he's a defensively gifted catcher, and he's on the right side of his 20s still. He threw out the 10th most runners in baseball last year. His efficiency was better than some of the guys in front of him as well, especially in an era where, you know, we're going to see a lot more stolen bases now. So I think that's a plus for him. Baseball Savant likes his catching metrics. You know, take that with whatever grain of salt you want, because who knows how they're truly measured and whether or not we can rely on them. But point stands, Will Smith, I think I would say at least has 4 or 5 more years of catching under his belt. I think that's fair to say. That would take him to his age 33 season, where maybe he's splitting more time, getting time at first base. That Freddie contract is winding down. I think the biggest deal here is the 10-year aspect of it, because that is a long commitment to a 29-year-old player that's going to take him to the end of his 30s. I mentioned it to you before the show went live. I think this is another wrinkle to the Dodgers ownership group saying, let's win now, and then whatever group takes over for us after, it's their problem to deal with. And I have to respect that, because you're locking up this insanely talented core, maybe the most talented core ever, and you're winning now, prioritizing that. And, you know, who gives a shit about the future? Let's get as many rings as we can before our time's up.
It's fascinating, because we know that Ohtani, $680 of his $700 million deal is deferred. Mookie Betts has a substantial amount of money deferred. Freddie Freeman, I believe, has some as well. And now we're still waiting on the numbers on Will Smith. I know that Tyler Glass now, when he got his extension, did not end up deferring his money. But if ownership does want to sell, let's say, in the next 5 years, that'll be a fascinating component of the bargaining, right? There'll be something. My guess is that nobody's going to be hurting financially in that deal one way or another, whether you're the seller or the buyer. So we're talking about some serious, serious, serious first world problems, but it'll be something to certainly keep your eye on. Last point, I think, before we wrap this up. Adley Rutschman is kind of the next guy in line. And now that Peter Angelos has passed away, it's going to be these two guys who are coming in. I believe it starts tomorrow. Now, don't quote me on that, because I haven't checked in the last week or so. But I believe that the ownership decisions start to change hands very soon. And if I'm wrong on that, I apologize, Baltimore Oriole fans. But now we have a blueprint. And Adley Rutschman, who's younger and is a few years away from free agency, he's 4 years away from free agency, I believe, because this is the start of year 3 for him. What's his contract look like?
The years better be double digits. I mean, if that wasn't already in question before, it's definitely part of it now, I think, if I'm Adley Rutschman. And like, we mentioned it on our last Baseball Today Together. The Orioles are kind of like one of the only teams that has this, you know, heap of really young, talented position players, and none of them have been extended yet. And if you had to ask me who the first one would be, I would say Adley Rutschman, who's kind of the de facto captain of this team at this point. He's the face of the team, certainly, in my opinion. So I think it's a double-digit number on the years. I think the money goes, I think north of 200 million, because I think you have something really special on your hands in this former number one overall pick who's defensively gifted, who has shown great hitting prowess, great plate discipline. Those are the kind of things that translate throughout a career and stay with you as you go into your 30s. And he's only 26 years old, Rosie. Like, he's really just begun. We haven't seen the best of Adley Rutschman yet. So I think this is cool because it's kind of setting that bar a little bit. Will Smith is a top three catcher, maybe top four catcher in baseball. I put him in three. And I think he got paid like it. Maybe could have gotten more on the open market. I think Adley Rutschman will get more for sure. I think you're seeing something closer to 10 years, maybe 200 million for Adley. And I think it happens sooner rather than later.
He will be arbitration eligible starting next year and a free agent after the 2027 season. Never too early to start talking about the free agent class of 2028, I suppose. Okay, a couple other things. We do have Plouffe and I did an earlier edition of Baseball Today.
Okay.
Today, where obviously we didn't have the Will Smith information, but we covered a bunch of other things. Jordan Montgomery, why did Scott Boras' clients get frozen out of the whole deal? Some of his big name clients, at least. Then we also shot, meaning Plouffe and I shot, Thursday's preview episode where we go through all 15 games. Since then, truth be told, two have been canceled, including your Mets taking on the Brewers and the Braves and Phillies. We do talk about those games, but they're kind of big picture items, so it still will work. So when you're watching it, don't sit there and say, well, don't those guys know that it was canceled? We do know, but we had to shoot it ahead of time so that it's fresh and ready by Thursday morning for you. So just work with us there. That's all.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely think you guys, you know, you did the right thing there. Opened it up a little bit. I'm sad, though, because now there's no 1 o'clock games tomorrow. Rosie, we're going to be sitting on our couches, and there's going to be no baseball to watch.
Well, not true. You could fly out to the Rose compound here and hang out. You could have a nice, maybe I'll cook you a nice brunch in the morning. And then at noon, there's baseball.
Just a quick 7-hour flight away. I think I'll hop right on. That sounds easy.
It's not that. It's usually 5:37 on the way back.
Okay. But you have the exact number on you. That's
you impressive. Know, Jolly, you always know that you have a room here at the Rose Place.
I appreciate you. Yeah, I mean, tomorrow's going to be fun. We got our opening day stream, which I think starts at 3 now, unless the Orioles get banged too, in which case it's going to start at 4 and probably go deep into the night. My favorite day of the year. I won't get to watch my Mets, but I'll get to watch a bunch of other teams, and I'm very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, that does kind of suck. It's like when you're when the NFL season starts and your team has to play one of those Monday night games.
Yeah.
Like, ugh.
It's going to be a bunch of Yankee fans watching a fun matchup and me just sitting there.
Yeah, take one for the team, brother. All right, so once again, Will Smith, 10-year extension, $140 million to say the catcher of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Some of that money, if not most of it, is deferred. We're still waiting on that. For our amazing one-of-a-kind producer, Dan Rourke, who's pulling triple duty today, and Jolly Olive, who is always available when I text him. I am so appreciative of that from my very good friend. I am Chris Rose. Don't forget to check out Wednesday's edition of Baseball Today and Thursday morning, bright and early, to set the 2024 season. We will see you again here on Baseball Today, presented to you by Factor.
Hey, everybody, it's Talkin' Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.